the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. You may remember that our magnetic field forms a protective bubble around the Earth called the magnetosphere. It keeps solar winds and cosmic rays from scouring away the atmosphere and protects spacecraft, satellites, astronauts, and air travelers. But where does the magnetic field come from? The inner core of the Earth is very, very hot, about 6,000 degrees centigrade, the same as the surface of the Sun. At that temperature, you'd expect it to be a liquid or even a gas. But because the pressure at the core is so extraordinary, about 2 million times what's on the surface, the inner core stays solid. In fact, it's 85% solid iron. The outer core of the Earth is also mostly iron, but because the pressure is lower, it's liquid. As lighter elements at different temperatures gradually rise through the liquid iron, they cause convection currents to form, like cream swirling in your coffee. Meanwhile, the Earth's rotation causes spinning eddies to develop. This somewhat organized circulation of liquid metal creates electric currents, which charge the Earth's iron core, turning it into a giant electromagnet. The magnetic field in the core is thought to be more than 10 times stronger than on the surface, and strong enough to extend 400,000 miles into space, which is what allows it to protect us from the hazards of space. I'm Scott Tinker, and thanks for listening to Earth Date.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. Earth Date is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.